He was a great Kabbalist. But he was the person who searched literally under every rock to find the vestiges of Shabtai Tzvi and his movement. And anyone who did not meet with his approval was immediately subjected to a tremendous harangue and was persecuted. Now, this brings us, he had three main disputes in his lifetime. One was with the rabbi of Ahu, who was Rabbi Raphael Hamburger, who was a great Talmudic scholar, but who had the mistake of occupying the position that he felt was due to him. And therefore, that's an unseemly dispute. But I want to pass from that to the other two, which are more important in terms of history. At this time, in the very early 1700s, there appeared a personage who on the surface was very nonconformist, very different, and was therefore considered to be radical and dangerous in Jewish life. His name was Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. He's known to us as the Ramchal, which is the acronym for his name, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. He came from a famous Jewish family in Italy. The Luzzattos were a famous family for centuries. And he came from the city of Padua. He was a first-rate genius. He was also a very holy person. He was also a nonconformist. And in an age of reaction against Shabtai Tzvi, that was dangerous. When he was yet a very young man, before he was 20th birthday, he already had a reputation in northern Italy as being a great master of Kabbalah. And people came to him for Kabbalistic interpretations, for cures, for advice. And because of his youth, he immediately fell into disfavor among the establishment. They said that here's another one of the crackpots that we see. And they warned him, the rabbis of Padua warned him that he should cease and desist immediately from attempting to delve into Kabbalah, or at least publicizing Kabbalah to others. He was unable to withhold himself. He was unable to hold back. And he continued these practices, and they finally excommunicated him, placed him into Cherem, and drove him from the city. When that happened, later on he was put into Cherem three times. First they defended him, and then later they were forced, because of pressures from others, to send him away. He led a lifetime of exile. Wherever he went, his enemies hounded him. His reputation preceded him, and his enemies hounded him. And as he made his way out of Italy, he was in France for a while. In France also, he encountered a great deal of trouble. Many accusations were laid at his doorstep, all of which were false, but he was a convenient scapegoat. He was driven from place to place. And eventually he ended up in Amsterdam.